It's been a year since three tornadoes were reported in Tallahassee and Leon County as many residents were starting their day. We remember those events and talk about the recovery process on this week's Speaking Of Radio Hour. It was recorded before a live audience last Thursday. Sarah O'Neill was asleep in her rental home in Indian Head Acres the morning of May 10, 2024, just minutes before the tornado hit.
I went to check my phone to see what time it was, and I had a text from my mom, who doesn't live in the neighborhood, but had heard about the tornado, and she texted me and my brother. My brother also lives in Indian Head.
Yeah.
And she texted us that there was a tornado and we needed to take shelter. And I literally responded, "But I'm sleepy." I just didn't take it seriously because I've been in Tallahassee my whole life and never seen anything from a tornado, not damage that we saw, you know, or even in town, like so centrally in town. So I kind of continued to lay in bed, and then the alert went off on my phone and my partner's phone warning about the tornado. And I still was just not really, I mean, you know, for better or for worse, I was not taking it very seriously. And I opened the window in our bedroom, which is behind our heads, and was just kind of looking outside. And it was pretty calm out, and I remember hearing the birds. And all of a sudden, I heard, you know, some people describe tornadoes sounding like a train. And what I was hearing was like a low hum, very far away. I almost couldn't hear it. But I heard a low hum, and I was still feeling fine. And then I was listening closely, and it was getting louder and louder, and the wind started picking up, and that's when I jumped out of bed and was like, "We got to get in the hallway."
An EF2 tornado sent what O'Neill calls a massive old-growth pine tree into the house, damaging the dining and living rooms and part of the kitchen. Much of what she owned was destroyed. She'd started a search for renter's insurance days before, but hadn't secured any yet. She and her partner eventually found a new place to live after staying with various friends and family for a while. A year later, she says the house they were renting is finally close to being ready for tenants again.
To think about what those tornadoes have done and did to Tallahassee, to people who were very unsuspecting, you just don't even think about that ever happening.
Property insurance consultant Lisa Miller says insurance is important for renters and for property owners. She says people should be asking their insurance agents certain questions.
You need to understand, what would I pay in a deductible if a tornado and it's deemed a tornado? What would I pay if it's a hurricane? Talk about flood coverage. You know, this isn't just about tornado and wind.
Miller is a former Florida deputy insurance commissioner. She says we need to make our homes as resilient as we can. Of course, there's little that can withstand a direct hit from a tornado. And with a contractor shortage, upgrades and repairs may take a long time. We spoke via Zoom.
Tornado is a totally different animal and has its own set of challenges. Not to say that impact windows or bracing our garage door or strapping our roof down won't help, but it's difficult when you've got gorgeous hundreds of year old trees that are going to wind up on top of your house. I've yet to see, other than trimming the trees or cutting them down, that's just not something we do in Tallahassee. I've yet to see of a mitigation technique that would stop trees from hitting our houses. And it's just a fact of life in Tallahassee and throughout, you know, communities that have these beautiful tree canopies.
A year after the tornadoes, Sarah O'Neill says she misses her old neighborhood. And some things are just hard.
I still have really extreme reactions to weather.
Hear more about the community's recovery from the tornadoes in the Speaking Of Radio Hour. The conversations were recorded last week with a live audience in our WFSU-TV studios. Tomorrow's show will air at a special time, 7 p.m. Eastern on WFSU-FM and on the WFSU app. Previous shows can be found at WFSU.org and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gina Jordan.